morning.
Good morning, honey.
I had the strangest dream last night. I was at a baseball game. Charlie Brown was pitching and Schroeder was behind the plate. And Lucy and Snoopy were in the outfield and they wouldn't let me play. When I woke up, I was crying. What do you suppose it all means?
Peanuts envy? You got home pretty late last night. When I went to bed, you still weren't in.
Well, I was up all night with Mel Bushman having one of our "Where is this relationship going?" talks.
Oh, and where is it going?
Where it usually goes, room 506 at the Quality Court. Oh, hate him. God, if only he didn't want to talk. Oh, by the way, right after I got in, you got a phone call. Oh, from a Glenn somebody.
Glenn O'Brien?
Uh-huh.
Did he leave a number?
Who's Glenn O'Brien?
He's the married guy she shacked up with 4 years ago.
And look, I'm not proud of what I did, but didn't seem so bad at the time. He was trapped in a bad marriage.
There's no such thing as being trapped in a marriage. In this country, you can get divorced. In Sicily, there was no divorce. If you wanted to end a marriage, you had to resort to the Lupara.
Is that some kind of legal loophole?
It's some kind of sawed-off shotgun.
Blanche, did he leave a number?
No.
Dorothy, dropping him was the smartest thing you ever did.
What are you going to do if he calls again?
Don't talk to him.
Oh, why not? 4 years is a long time. Maybe he's divorced.
What you think?
Well, sure. Why else would he call?
Oh, stay away from him.
Oh, see him.
Keep some self-respect.
Self-respect is for losers like Rose.
Well, sure, you'd have some great times and some fabulous sex, but is that worth your self-respect?
Not now, loser. Hello? Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to interrupt. No, I'm sure this is a very worthy cause, but, no, to be perfectly frank, at this moment, I couldn't give a flying fig about whooping cranes. No, I have to keep the line free. Fine, I'll send you a check. Hold it. Let me grab a pencil. Okay, whooping cranes, yeah. Box 1990, Newcastle, Louisiana. Got it. Glad I could help. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dorothy, Blanche is taking me to the mall. You want to come?
I don't think so much.
Oh, honey, come on. You're not teaching today. It'll be fun.
No, I think I'd just rather sit here and read. Hello? Oh, hi. Yes, I heard you called. What a pleasant surprise. Well, I'm pretty sure I can make it. Just let me check my book. I seem to be clear.
He must have asked her out this century.
Where? Fine. All right. Bye-bye.
What did he say?
He said that he has something important he wants to talk about.
Oh, that's my favorite lie.
Dorothy, you'll be sorry.
Oh, Ma, come on. We liked each other. He's a funny, warm, giving man. He made me laugh. I am seeing him.
All right, go ahead. Meet your adulterer. But remember, you were brought up a lady. Keep both your feet on the floor.
I better go change. Blanche, what should I wear?
Well, if you're going to keep both feet on the floor, something you can pull off over your head.
What that sales girl said. I look good in that bathing suit. You know, sometimes I wish I did live in Brazil.
Excuse me. One of you ladies dropped this?
Is there any money in it?
Uh-huh.
I dropped it.
Sophia, you did nothing of the kind.
There's a lot of money in here.
That does look a little bit like Sophia's wallet.
It's a man's wallet. Now, did either of you see who did drop it?
Afraid not, no.
There's over $2,000 in here. Whoever lost this must be frantic. I think we should turn it into the lost and found.
Wait a minute.
You're going to give that kind of money to a guy who makes $2 an hour watching umbrellas?
That's a good point. Besides, there's no ID in here. Now, what if we put a notice in the newspaper, and after a certain amount of time, if nobody claimed the wallet, then we could...
Split it. Then we could split it. I know that is what I would want people to do if I lost my wallet.
Sure.
Hold it. In the meantime, who's going to keep the money? I don't know you well enough to trust you. And her I know, so we got a problem.
Now, this is off the top of my head stuff, but maybe we're too close to the problem. Maybe we should ask somebody who doesn't have a stake in this, and maybe they could find a solution. Dumb idea?
Oh, it's worth a try.
Well, how about that nun over there?
What if she guilts us into giving it to charity?
Well, I think we can agree that that's the last thing we want to do.
On the other hand, she is a shopping nun. She could be okay.
Excuse me, sister?
Yes?
These ladies and I found a wallet with some money in it.
Yes, but until the rightful owner shows up to claim it, we were wondering where we could put it so it'd be safe.
In a bank?
But whose bank?
Well, couldn't you open up a joint account in all your names?
I don't know. See, I really don't know these people.
Well, maybe you could both put up equal amounts of your own money to show mutual good faith and open up an account. And if the money isn't claimed, then you could withdraw it all and split it. And if it is, well, at least you've made some interest.
Oh, that sounds too complicated.
I think it would work. I'd certainly be willing to put up $2,000 of my money if you two would put up $1,000 each. Thank you so much for your help, sister.
Go with God.
Cynthia, I just don't know.
Oh, come on. Dorothy's bank is right over there. She lets me draw on her account. If he's honest enough to put up his money, we should be willing to do the same.
I guess it seems fair. Okay.
Great. Let's go.
Now, Sophia, remember, found money is supposed to be spent on something frivolous, something you would never buy for yourself.
What are you going to get, underwear?
Dorothy.
Hi.
You look very pretty.
So do you.
Come in.
Nice place.
Yeah, well, I was left a little strapped by the settlement. Can I get you something to drink?
Settlement.
The divorce settlement. Yeah, I got to keep half my self-respect and she got to keep everything else. Anyway, that's why I had to talk to you. I had to find out how you were doing.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm doing just fine. Maybe I will have just a glass of water. Gee, it seems so strange not meeting you in a hotel room. I guess I shouldn't steal the towels.
Ooh, towels. Yeah, I got to put that on my shopping list. Right next to soap and broad with job. I missed you, Dorothy.
Good water. Yeah, I'm having a little trouble getting used to the idea that you're divorced, because I remember you told me that no matter how bad the marriage was, you felt that you were too old to just leave it for an uncertain future.
Kidding. No, actually, I didn't have any choice in the matter. She divorced me.
Oh? What happened? She found you with someone else?
No, she found herself with someone else. I can't say that I blame her. I mean, there was really nothing left between us. Listen, since things are different now, you think there's any chance that we could start over?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, 4 years.
Is there someone else?
No. No, there's no one else.
Good.
You know what's interesting? I just read somewhere that the cells in the human body completely regenerate themselves every 7 years. Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh.
I guess that means that we're 40% of who we were, you know, 4 years ago.
Dorothy.
Yes. Actually, it's 4.5 years, so that makes it closer to 35%. You know what? The last thing my mother said to me was that she wanted me to keep my feet on the floor.
My mother wanted me to be a priest.
I guess it's a bad day for mothers.
Rose, hi, how did shopping go?
Great, great, it was great.
Really great, best shopping ever.
I was just gonna make some lemonade. I bet you girls could really use some.
Great.
Okie dokie.
Sophia, remember, we swore we don't tell anybody.
Not even Dorothy. I think I owe it to her. It was her money.
Nobody. I just couldn't stand the humiliation. You want the world to know that a perfect stranger tricked us out of $2,000?
Okay, okay. I won't tell anybody. You don't have to worry about me, Blanche. No one will get a word out of me. I swear on my Uncle Guido's grave.
Then the guy gave us the envelope with his money, our money, and the found money in it. Blanche and I went to open the joint account, and when the teller opened the envelope, there were just scraps of paper in it. I don't remember anymore. That's all you're going to get from me, no matter how many times you hit me.
Sophia, what about your Uncle Guido?
He's fine. I got a postcard from him this morning.
You two were victims of the oldest confidence game going, the pigeon drop.
But he just seems so honest.
Well, that's why it's called a confidence game. I mean, he has to win your confidence or you wouldn't put up the money.
It wasn't his idea. The nun suggested it.
She was part of the team. They always work in pairs.
I don't know what the church is coming to.
I thought it stopped with bingo.
That was no nun. I work for a consumer protection show. We've been warning people about this for months. Once these scamsters have your money in an envelope, they make a switch and you wind up with worthless paper. They prey on the old and the gullible.
Are you calling me gullible?
No.
There is one thing I think you should both do right away. Inform the police.
Oh, forget it.
The reason these confidence men don't get caught is because people are embarrassed to come forward and admit they were conned.
I'm sorry, Rose. I just can't.
Well, perhaps this little story might make you change your mind. Back in St. Olaf, there was a shepherd boy who tended his flock on the hill above the town. A wolf kept coming down and stealing his sheep, but the boy never caught him doing it. Because he never saw it happening, he became known around St. Olaf as the boy who didn't cry wolf. Anyway, one day the townspeople heard the boy on the hill yelling, "Wolf! Wolf!" Well, they all figured if the boy never cried wolf when the wolf was there, if he yelled wolf now, it stood to reason the wolf wasn't there.
Boy, nothing gets by you people.
Damn straight, it was a bear. A huge, ferocious grizzly bear.
What happened to the boy?
He became known as the boy who cried continuously.
I just got off the phone with a Sergeant Delfino of the Bunco Squad. He said they picked up two people who matched the description we gave them. They want us to come down tomorrow and pick out nuns from a lineup.
That must make you feel proud.
Well, now that's what Sergeant Delfino said. Why, you must feel proud knowing that by having come forth as you have possibly saved other oldsters from a similar ripoff. Call me an oldster. I called him a pig. We're having dinner on Saturday.
I really appreciate this. You're meeting my mother.
Hey, you want to get married?
You mean instead of meeting my mother?
No, we can do both.
It's kind of sudden.
Well, think about it.
I will. I mean, this is something to think about.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, God, this is going to be awful.
I'm looking forward to this. I mean, you meet the mother, it gives you a pretty good idea what the daughter is going to look like in 30 years.
Only if you lock me in the dryer. Everybody, this is Glenn. Glenn, I'd like you to meet.
No, don't tell me. Rose, Blanche, and Mrs. Petrillo. These are for you.
Cannoli? What does an Irishman know about cannoli?
And when I was a kid in Brooklyn, every Sunday my father used to go to Zampano's Bakery for cannoli.
I never dreamed you grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh, sure. Our whole block was Irish. The other block was Italian. We used to take turns beating each other up on the way home from school.
I think it's nice when kids take turns.
Yeah. Blanche, honey, could I see you in the kitchen for a minute?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'll be right back, Glenn. I think you'll be okay.
So, Glenn, how come you cheated on your wife?
Wow. Straight to Final Jeopardy, huh? Okay. Bernice and I had been separated emotionally for years when I met Dorothy. And right or wrong, I've never been anything but grateful that that happened. What else you want to know about me?
Sophia, I think it's time you stopped subjecting this nice man to the third degree.
I had to check him out. Dorothy's a smart, attractive girl, but when it comes to picking men, she's all thumbs. But she's clean and she's got good teeth. Cannoli?
I had to tell somebody, and I couldn't wait another minute. Glenn asked me to marry him.
Pay dirt. Well, are you going to do it?
I haven't had time to make up my mind.
Honey, don't dawdle. Now, men have a very short memory span when it comes to that question. Sometimes they forget before you can get your clothes back on.
Oh, Dorothy, Glenn is such a charmer. Oh. He and Sophia are really getting along.
Can I tell her? Glenn asked Dorothy to marry him.
Do it! Oh, marry him, Dorothy. Even if you have to sign one of those prenatal agreements.
Oh, I'm so happy. Am I too happy? I mean, why am I so happy? Is this too good to be true?
You are such a pessimist, always looking on the dark side.
Oh, a fine pessimist I'd be if I didn't. Oh, girls, group hug.
Oh, Dorothy. Oh, Dorothy.
Ma, what are you doing up?
Just having a Maalox moment. What about you?
Thinking about Glenn. Oh, this whole thing is so rushed. Ma, I'm afraid. I'm too old to make another mistake. I don't want to make a fool out of myself.
Pussycat, you're never too old to make a fool of yourself. Those were your exact words when I told you I lost that money. Yeah. And you were right. I never felt so stupid. Of course, I would have felt a lot more stupid if it had been my money instead of yours.
Ma, what do you think I should do?
No one can help you with that decision, Dorothy. I can't tell you what to do. I mean, I won't be around forever. I'd like to know there was someone here to love you and take care of you like you take care of me. Maybe he could give you a bigger allowance. I mean, it's nice now and then to buy something that's not generic. You know what I'm saying, Dorothy?
Yes, Ma, and it's nice. You're saying you love me and you care.
No, I'm saying buy genuine Q-tips. If I'm going to put a stick in my ear, I'd like a little cotton at the end.
Oh, remind me, before you leave, I went back to the bakery and got your mother some anise cookies.
You don't have to try so hard. You know, to be honest, I still can't believe how much my mother liked you.
Yeah, I liked her, too. One thing puzzled me, though. When you were all in the kitchen, why don't you keep asking me if I'd lost this wallet with 50 bucks in it?
My mom, the eternal Girl Scout.
You were very quiet on the way over.
You gave me a lot to think about.
Oh, come on, you had to see it coming.
I just didn't expect it so soon.
So what do you say? Marry me and take me away from all this. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hello, Bernice. No, I'm alone. Well, what do you want? Yeah, sure. I'll sign them tomorrow. Okay. Bye.
I'm alone?
It's going to take a while for everybody to get used to this. So, what do you say? Will you marry me? I want to get my life together. I mean, I'm really no good being single. Just look around.
Yeah. I am looking and listening, and I can't help but remember that I've been in the room before when your wife called and you said you were alone. Then you were cheating on her.
With you?
Yes, but I've also been Bernice and had my husband call me, and he was always alone, too. You know, I was married to Stan Lee for 38 years, and for approximately 39 of those years, he cheated on me.
I told a little lie because it's going to take her some time to get used to the idea of you and me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need a little time to get used to it, too. Look, I'm not saying you're a cheater. I'm not saying that you're like Stan. I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with me that I'm not trusting enough, but I'm going to need some time.
So what are you telling me? It's going to be months or years or maybe never? Dorothy, if we were both 25, I could wait, but I need someone in my life now.
Are you sure that you want to marry me, or are you just afraid to be alone?
Who wants to be alone?
Nobody. I don't. But if you're marrying me because I happen to be on the top of the list, then maybe I shouldn't be on the list.
So, I guess this is it, huh?
I guess so.
I still love you, Dorothy.
I love you, too.
If you change your mind...
If you change yours... There's no reason why my mother shouldn't have the cookies.